Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to Phoenix Business Radio, broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studio inside Max 6 Workspace and the Conscious Capitalism Arizona headquarters in Tempe, Arizona, where we help build businesses and connect you with the right people. I'm Karen Nowicki, and I'm very excited to have two new friends, fast friends, in the studio with me today, and possibly a third. We have Odie Harris, CEO and President of Wisdom Tax and Business Consulting, and also, I believe, the founder of Ready, Set, Go Foundation as well.
That's correct.
Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me on.
I'm thrilled. I can't wait to learn everything. Your bio just went on and on and on. I love having people in here like that. And you were invited by Charisse Irby, who is also with us, founder and president of Phenomenal Women Empowerment Network, also known as P1. I love it. Welcome, Charisse.
Thank you so much. It's amazing to be here on today. So thank you for having us.
I'm thrilled. And also this beautiful biography. So it's not like we're introducing you on stage and we're getting ready to have you speak in front of a group, although that's kind of what we're doing. We don't want to steal your thunder. We want you to tell our audience a little bit about who you are. So if we could, Charisse, ask you to start first, talk a little bit about P1 and the boot camp coming up, and really, how did you land in this profession?
Well, thank you so much, Karen. So as you said, I'm Charisse L. Irby Castle. I am recently married, so I tacked that castle on
okay.
there. So it's perfect. I have to give my husband some respect in that regard. And I'm a native of Arizona, born and raised right here in Phoenix, Arizona. So I'm excited to be able to say that. It's rare that you have natives here. And so I'm proud about that fact. And I've grown up with entrepreneurship. My mother was an entrepreneur at my early age of 12, and I was introduced into entrepreneurship, grew up here in the Valley. But also my mother was very involved in the community. And, you know, you never understand fully how your childhood develops who you are. And as I began to age and come into my own, I really had a passion to work with women specifically and really help them come into their own, really help them kind of meet them where they are and take them to the next level of success, no matter what the cost was. I like to see people achieve their goals, and whatever I can do to assist, I'm all about that. And so as I went through my own life experiences, personally, I grew, I developed, I had a lot to be able to share. I've gone through a lot in my background, and I've been able to take that and channel that into a program that I implemented with the Phenomenal Woman Empowerment Network. And through our organization, we're a 501c3 nonprofit. And we create seminars and conferences and workshops that deal with women from a position of personal, professional, and spiritual. We meet them right where they are, and then we take them through to the next level through our workshops, through our content, through our curriculum that we develop throughout the year. And so we have workshops from I've been hurt by the church. Now what? You know, I'm a speaker. I speak, you know, internationally now. I was just in Brazil.
Mary.
Yes. Yes.
Speaker.
I'm just saying, it's fabulous. And so I would meet all these women that would say, you know, they would read my bio and understand that I'm also a licensed minister. And they would say, I've been hurt by the church. And so I don't go to church anymore. Can you recommend something that I can do?
I've got a story like that.
See how it resonates. And so I started getting inundated, and I thought, man, there's a need. So I created a workshop. I've been hurt by the church. Now what? Where do we go? We talk about discovering and understanding your potential. And we talk about things like moving to the next level and how to deal with your residue. Because when I was a little girl, my mother would put me on a chair and she had me washing dishes. See, we didn't get away with anything when I was young.
So I was better be listening.
I was like 6, maybe 7 years old, and she had me on a chair washing dishes. And she would come behind me and she would, you know, you can't visually see me, but I'm holding something in my hand. And she would come behind me after I washed the dishes, and she'd take her finger and swipe it across the dish. And if there was a film, it was residue. She would put all the dishes back in the sink
again.
And I had to start over again.
I used to hide the dish underneath the sink.
Now, see, I wouldn't dare do that. My mom would have had my hide if I would have done that. But with that, I realized that that's the same with us. We do a lot of work on who we are internally, but there's still some residue that we don't deal with. And Beautiful. We have to get into a position where we're doing that self-check, when we're wiping that finger across who we are and seeing, do I have residue, unresolved issues that I need to deal with?
And to OD's point, I know you were joking, but to your point, when we hide it, like we'll hide residue, right?
Absolutely.
That's not necessarily the, I mean, as a kid, we do it. It's not necessarily the healthiest thing for us to do. So it's not just recognizing the residue, but knowing what and how to powerfully do something with it. Am I right?
You are absolutely correct, which is why we created a workshop.
Beautiful.
And in that workshop, we start talking about, okay, now that you uncover all of this residue,
now what
do I do with it? And so we call it residue, now what? And then we begin to deal with everything that comes out from you now realizing that you have that residue. And then the other thing that really began to take flight is I started working with more and more entrepreneurs. So about 90% of my sphere of influence, my customers, my clients, my members, they were entrepreneurs. And so then I started developing a lot of content for the entrepreneurs to really be able to help them meet them where they are. Because I always say, if we're not whole within, how can we win? So let's meet you where you are as an entrepreneur. Let's deal with your wholeness and help you win, because then your business will win.
Absolutely.
And that leads us into this Grow Your Business Bootcamp. This is our third year, our third annual. I'm excited. We've always had just absolutely wonderful presenters. You know, last year we had Sharon Lecter come out.
Love
absolutely.
Sharon.
I love her. She's amazing. She came out and rocked the bootcamp. And we had the women-owned business agencies come out and talk about how to get your certification and everything. And so then this year we said, my, how can we top last year? But we've done it. So we're bringing in experts out of Tulsa, Oklahoma, out of California, Southern California, Los Angeles, and right here in Arizona. We're bringing in 8 experts. They are experts in their industry. They're making it happen. They're excelling in their own success. And now they're going to converge on Phoenix, Arizona on Saturday the 26th. And they're really going to pour into our boot camp attendees and really help them take their business to the next level and ensure that their business is in the best shape ever this year in 2019.
Wow.
That's just a little bit.
I get just a teeny tiny smidge of what you have to offer and this incredible team. And OD obviously will be one of the speakers for this particular January 26th event. I'm looking at the flyer, and some of the boot camp topics include branding and marketing, how business credit can change your business, how to use systems to grow your business, what's new with business tax codes in 2019, the power of leverage, creating your own economy. Holy cow. I mean, the list goes on. And this is the third year. What is one of the greatest things that you hear from participants when they walk away from this event? Like, what, you know, you've nailed it when they say this.
One of the greatest things that I hear is people, they get an awakening. You know, there's certain things that they've heard, but being in a setting that allows you to really break those concepts down and then be able to ask your questions and be able to say, how do I implement it and have the time to be able to deal with it? Because what makes this bootcamp just a tee bit different is in most business events, your presenter only has about 15 to 20 minutes. So the presenters are coming on stage. They are, you know, giving you that quick energy snapshot of what they're doing. They're kind of teasing you. We call them teasers, right? And then you meet them at the back of the room and you can purchase their program. You know, you just have a limited amount of time. What makes this bootcamp different is our trainers, they actually have 45 to 50 minutes to deliver their content, to do illustrations, to have you get up and do some role play.
Experiential. And
it's really interactive. And then also on top of that, then they have another 15 minutes for question and answer. What questions do you have? Let's kind of get personal. And then they also have a connect table where you can connect with them in between at lunchtime breaks, and you can get your questions answered. My presenters are absolutely phenomenal. They're committed to our entrepreneurs, and every single one of them, they say, while I'm here, while you got me, a lot of them stay over an extra day.
Let me me pour into you.
Let me pour into you. Utilize me. Tap into me. Now, once I get back home, my regular rates and fees will apply.
But until then, use me
up. And I love that. And so it really gives the bootcamp attendees the ability to dive in and really be able to get what they need.
Beautiful.
Karen, I was going to say too, because I've been in a regular. The first time it happened, I was a speaker. The second time it happened, I kind of did more of the media. We did live broadcasting and things of that nature from there. But I will say to the attendees that may thinking about attending, this is a deep dive for you to get deep questions that you need to have answered. A lot of businesses, they fail. And there's many reasons why they may fail. And sometimes it's lack of knowledge. Sometimes they don't know, you know, what exactly do I need? A lot of businesses get to a place where they grow. They get stuck. And so the bootcamp is to help you get unstuck from where you are. Just like when you grow in your revenue, a lot of great business, small business owners out there, they can get into a business and their revenue may grow up to $100,000. And they just like, I don't understand. I don't know what I need. I don't know what I'm missing because my business revenue can't get past $100,000. Well, when you come to the bootcamp, you're able to get some things that will help you get unstuck from the platform you are. That's why it's called bootcamp. This is an intimate time to deliver things that you need to get unstuck from. So if you are a business owner out there and you are stuck and you need someone to kind of help you get you out of the place that you are, it could be marketing. Maybe you're not marketing right. Maybe you don't have a big budget to market, but we know that business needs marketing. Maybe you need a different strategy. Maybe it's just something how you're organizing your content and how you put out your content. Maybe you got the wrong schedule of time of content. Maybe you're not, you know, so there's a lot of questions that businesses get stuck at that level. So what we want you to do is come, as they say in church, I'm coming to this bootcamp for me. I'm coming to get everything I need out of it. So if you come with a ready heart and you come with your answers, and I always tell people, get your questions together now. Then when you get there, you load it up like, okay, question, Q&A. I got questions. And I love the speakers because they're going to take that extra 5 or 10 minutes and talk with you afterwards. So the facility is big enough where you can do some one-on-ones and you can get what you need. So if you are considering this, this should be get what you need to get your business to the next level in 2019. The doors open how you want to eat. So that's kind of what. You know it.
How did you get involved? This is your third year doing this. Did you two know each other previously?
We did know each other previously. We knew each other for many years prior to this, never thinking that we would come together and be like a business collaboration.
How fun is that?
So when we came together.
Yeah, he's stuck with me now.
I'm stuck. Listen, this is a good stuck.
I
never want to get unstuck from this. But when I met Sharice, we was friends then. And we kind of reacquainted ourselves and we was able to reconnect. And she had her book out. She got 2 books, Whole Women Win,
Unleashing the Winner from Within.
I bought that book.
Yes, he did.
I thought it was just for women. But I thought, I'm going to support my sister. I read that book. I was like, oh, God. It was releasing things in my life. So I think when I met Sharice and we connected, we came together, we started collaborating on business. I was already an entrepreneur. She was already an entrepreneur.
It just made sense.
Her mom used to own a fleet of cabs here. Oh. So she had a full transportation company. So a lot of her entrepreneurial skills and things like that came from her mom already being ready in her young. And that back then, Phoenix didn't look like this. Phoenix looked like something totally different. So we was able to connect. And since then, we've been collaborating as business partners. And I will recommend any entrepreneur out there, find you a good mentor, find you a good person that you can bounce your ideas out, that they're not going to steal it. You don't have to feel uncomfortable. Every business owner, no matter how great you are, you need to get a business mentor. And Sharice is not just my friend. She's a good business mentor. She's a good coach. She's all those different things I need. And we all need that in our business lives.
Amen. Absolutely.
Yeah. I didn't even pay him to say that.
I love it. And that's why we make this a fireside chat or kind of the uninterview. We want to have an opportunity to just really love on each other and lift each other up. Are you a native of Arizona as well?
I'm not. I was born in Chicago, grew up in Michigan. Then I came here to Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And so since then, I went to Michigan State. I got my master's degree from Michigan State. A lot of you guys, the Davenport, I got my bachelor's from Davenport University. So go Panthers. It's a business school.
Yeah.
So since then, I got my CPA license. And I've been a long time tax accountant. So I started out my business. My first business was when I was 21 years old, which was doing taxes. I opened up my first building. It was like a little 75 square. It was a square. It was an office. Actually, it was 75 foot square office, a place that I went and I started my business from there. And it was just so it was just a blessing through relationships. I'm dropping these keywords. Yes. Through relationships. My pastor, he was like his accountant passed on. And had a good relationship with my pastor. When his accountant passed on like 2 years later, he put me in front of the church. He said, this is my new tax guy. Everybody come to him. And we had hundreds of members and it grew from there.
Of course it
and
did.
So I never had, I mean, like I've been dolo solo for about 15 years away from corporate America. But when you take that step, the thing is that a lot of people that get to that step where you get away from corporate America. But I always tell people, do not end your corporate America job unless you are sure on the income you're going to receive in your business world. It's not wise for you to say, well, I'm ready to go. I feel it. Nah, I made sure before I left corporate America, I made sure that my business income was able to replace my regular job income. Mm-hmm. Because when you're in business, the first thing you have to do is be able to pay yourself. You're not thinking to pay your employee. Everyone had it wrong. Oh, pay your employee. No, pay yourself first. Then you can think about hiring a part-time. So that's kind of where I've been. I went through all that. And so since then, I've been blessed. I do media. That was one of the things I was able to do, following my passion dreams. And so I've been able to walk red carpets or per se interview people on the red carpet, like Oscars, Grammys, BET. I created a show called Empire After Talk that got picked up from 20th Century Fox. And so I've been able to like have a lot of great experiences. But what it did come down to is the fact that I had good relationships.
Yes.
I didn't burn down bridges because I got mad. I always try to work with my customers and give them the benefit of the doubt and all that other stuff. So in business, it's a crazy world, but you have to be willing to give. You're going to take and you're going to give. And so some things, you know, we'd be worried about refunding. Oh, I don't want to refund you this. I don't want to refund you that. Sometimes it's just better to give it to them. And then you'll have that relationship. Whether they come back to you or not, don't worry about it. So I live my life with integrity and honesty. And so that's kind of how I try to connect my sphere of influence. And Sharice is probably one of the most integral women you'll ever meet. And she is one of the dopest person you'll ever want to do business with because she's very integral. She's very truthful and she's very honest. She gives you a clear, concise picture of where you are and where you're going. And I'm not saying that because she's my friend and things like that. I'm saying that because that's the truth. That's the only reason why she is my friend. Because right? When you look at the bottom of her, that's where you get integrity and stuff like that. So she's true to what she is. And I'm glad to be in partnership, but I'm also glad to continue to let the entrepreneurs know, no matter where you are, no matter how tough it's been for you, if you operate through truth and you operate through honesty, man, you could be a bad, bad person. You know what I'm saying?
I agree. And then I think the third maybe ingredient is, which you both have spoken to, the willingness to evolve and to shift and to take that feedback so you can continue to grow, right? So absolutely. Before you hang up and you say, this business isn't working for me, you know, whatever, it wasn't meant to be, I'm out. Mm-hmm. Circle yourselves with people like you and the rest of your team, right? So for our listeners, these are only two of eight speakers for the Grow Your Business Bootcamp coming up in Phoenix, January 26th. It's going to be epic. I have no doubt. I can tell already the energy will be palatable. You'll be peeling people off the walls.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. And Odie, I know you're not able to stay with us longer, so I'm going to make sure that our listeners know how to get a hold of you before you have to take off the headset and scoot out of here. Where can we get a hold of you in addition to Grow Your Business Bootcamp? What are some of your social media and your website, that sort of thing?
Absolutely. So I want everyone to know that I am an accountant. I'm a CPA first. So if you need a great CPA, you need someone to kind of help you out, come and check me out. You can go to wisdomtbc.com. That is my site where you can book me. I have a variety of places of way you can do. And then I have my foundation that I'm so super passionate yes. about, which is Ready, Set, Go Foundation. Ready, Set, Go Foundation's help. Give out free resources and knowledge to entrepreneurs. It's a free program. I'm partnered with ASU, Mesa Community College, PUN, and other organizations around the valley. But this is a time where if you are an entrepreneur and you're looking to get some free resources and you want to know where to start, come to the program. It's going to be the first week of March. If you're not for sure how to contact us or what that looks like or when it's going to be, go to ReadySetGoFoundation.com. ReadySetGoFoundation.com. You can go there and we're going to be posting it up really soon. If you are curious, you just want more information, you want to be a part of our newsletter, go there. But this is where entrepreneurs who are hungry, we talk about everything and they get a chance to get a deep dive. At the end of the program, they get a certificate signed by the congressman, Ruben Gallegos, and a few other people. They come and they sign a certificate. They give them that with the United States seals on it. And then they also get a graduation. They get the certified entrepreneurship graduation certificate from Ready, Set, Go. And they're also able to, you know, get the graduation, you know, go walk through the aisle. Yes. We do a full graduation. We give them cake and it's a big celebration. So a lot of people out there, the older entrepreneurs, you may not had a graduation. You may not have graduated from stuff in a long time, but this may be the opportunity for you to graduate and get your graduation on. So if you go to ReadySetGoFoundation.com, you can see some of the videos, some of the participants. We generally have generally every session now, since it's been going on, this is the fifth year. We normally get about, 75 to 100 people. Wow. Sharice, remember when we were struggling?
Remember we're like three of us in the room.
And I used to have to make them all come.
We would graduate multiple times.
So now
successfully, yeah. We have graduated. We're close to 100 people, official graduations, close to 100 people. We have had over, how many people probably, I would say we don't had hundreds of people kind of come through the classes or take individual classes. You're not held to a standard. You got to be at every class. But if you want to graduate, you got to go to every class.
And this is for any industry, all verticals, men, women, been in the business for a while, brand new. It really is open.
Cannabis. To church.
Yeah, I love it.
Absolutely.
And everything in between. Very good.
So you can go there, you get free information. Then also, if they want to, if they want to be a part of my platform with my media platform, you can go to OD Harris Media. We're on social media as well. And that is a platform that is totally different because if you're like, I always tell entrepreneurs, the biggest advice I can give them in media is get on platforms. You know, stay on platforms, stay on media platforms, no matter what. Sometimes it may cost money to get on a certain platform. Sometimes your brand haven't arrived. See, when your brand arrived, you may not have to pay the little fees. But until your brand arrived to what you need to do. And then also we have to think about media as marketing. How am I marketing my brand and how am I getting it out there? And you got to reach people because now that I'm on this platform, thank the Lord, I'm on this platform. Now, everybody that's listening to us now. They're going to see you. They're going to see us. Now I got a bigger audience.
Yes.
And they're going to say, let me go check out that OD Harris guy. Let me see what
that's
about.
That's what we're hoping for.
So in this platform is a great platform for people to kind of say, you know what? I'm going to invest that money. I'm going to invest the money in marketing. I'm investing money in advertising. When I did radio, when I first started my business, I was doing radio. Well, not the first time, but like the third, fourth year when I started making a little money, I started doing radio. And the first thing they told me was it was going to cost me $3,500. And they told me $3,500, not that it costs that every single week, but for the month. Because they said the way radio works and this works, you have to be on a regular basis. See, people just put money into it, just throw money in it. You really need to put together a budget. And so for everybody, every small business out there, 80% of your money needs to go into marketing. This is the real truth. 80% of the money that you make needs to go into marketing. If you make $100,000, I'm telling you, $80,000 of your money, you're like, no, that's way too much money. The reason why that is because if they don't know about your business, how are they going to get to your business? Right. So everybody's platform serves a purpose. So, and I love this. So that's kind of what I do with the media. I appreciate you allowing me to come on, but they go to Ready, Set, Go. Go to RSG Foundation. I'm on Instagram, Twitter. Well, RSG Foundation is on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at RSG Foundation. You can go to odharris.com. You can check out some things there. And then also go to wisdomtbc.com to book me. So I got a new book coming out called The Power of Business Credit.
Of course you do.
Of course, yes.
I love it.
So that's going to be out in, I suppose I already have it done. I don't know if it'll be done by the boot camp.
Uh-oh, your pal over here giving you the evil eye. Right.
But the one thing that I would leave as a nugget that they can get from the boot camp is this. A lot of businesses, they start incorrectly. They start by being a solopreneur, meaning that they set up a DBA and they just use their social security number. That's the wrong way to start. You need to get your LLC. you need to get your tax ID, and then you need to maneuver within that. And when they ask you to co-sign your personal PG, your to get your credit card or whatever you need, deny it. Because business credit, the way business credit works, you don't need to have your social security number in order to apply for a credit card for business. That's why they always send you American Express and all these people, they get your information, they send you that. You don't need that. What you need to do is be able to build your business credit properly. And the way you do that is that you first of all, you come to the boot camp, and that way I can share everything, but you build trade lines. And I talk about that, how to build your business credit, how to properly start your business, how to properly get the credit cards, how to properly get the information that you need. Because a lot of people, they do it all wrong. And now all of a sudden it's like, well, how did this person get this? How did they get that asset? You know, how come Bill Gates and Microsoft can walk into a bank and get millions of dollars and I can't do it? That's because you've been working on your personal and you haven't been working on your business. So if you want to learn more about that, the power of business credit, a lot of people are operating in Arizona. They're not even using their social security number. So if you're using your social security number for your business, you're already doing it wrong. So you need to come to the boot camp. I can explain more about what it is. And I promise you, I guarantee you it works. I guarantee you so much that it works with my process. If you go to the boot camp and it doesn't work for you and you do everything else, I will give you, personally, I will give you your money back.
Wonderful.
Because I know that it works, because I've been doing it for 20 years. I know that it works and it's a no-brainer. But you got to follow the system. You got to follow the format. You got the formula and you're going to be good to go. So,
oh my goodness.
You're going to, I promise you. It will work. I promise you. Is that a guarantee?
That sounds like a guarantee.
That sounds like a guarantee.
They
right
say
here?
In business, never guarantee anything.
But when you can, you do.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this right here is like no-brainer all day.
Good. Well, we're going to, you're welcome to stay, but I know that you had an appointment you had to scoot to. Yes, so thank you for sharing your time with us. And you're not going anywhere yet.
I'm staying right here.
We're going to continue our conversation. Yes. And for our listeners, I know that was a lot of information for how to get a hold of OD, but we'll have this as a podcast within the week. And so if you're catching this after Grow Your Business Bootcamp, we'll be sharing that information via podcast. And of course, the text and publication will also include all the links and the information on how to get a hold of these amazing people. Have a great afternoon, young man. I'm looking forward to staying connected.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. All right. Back to Charisse now. Let's talk a little bit about some of the other speakers that are going to be with us when you do the boot camp. And did I remember seeing that you're not just in Arizona? You've opened up in other states. Am I right?
You are just so fabulous. I just love it. We actually are excited because we are launching another chapter in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We're launching March 9th. And so we will have a Tulsa chapter of the PWN, the Phenomenal Woman Empowerment Network. We have our managing empowerment director, Jennifer Brown. She's going to be heading it up there in Tulsa and getting her crew together of phenomenal women. And so I'm just excited. I went to Tulsa and fell in love. So I went to Tulsa. We did a Level Up Entrepreneurship Summit that PWN put together. OD was part of that. Coach Ireland Thompson was part of it. And we went to New York. We went to Tulsa. And when we went to Tulsa, it was just something special. I had never been to Tulsa. And I was just really led to take our summit there. And I went. And there is such a spirit of entrepreneurship over Tulsa, which you would expect none other. I mean, so that was home to, you know, the original Black Wall Street. So you would expect none other, but there's such a spirit of entrepreneurship. But the people are so hungry for success. And the people are so hungry to really go to the next level and really honestly make their businesses work and their lives. And it was just a special connection. And so I went for the summit. And then they invited me back and had me speak to the Tulsa Business Association. And so I went back in and talked to the Tulsa Business Association. And then I began to speak with some of the women. And they were basically, as I was listening, what they endeavor to do is exactly what PWN does. And I saw that they were getting ready to recreate the wheel.
Yeah, no reason for that.
And I said, why would we recreate the wheel? I said, we have a structure. We have a working structure that you can step right into if you choose to. And let's collaborate and just take this to the next level. And so Jennifer stepped forward and she said, I'll take the helm.
Such a great business model, right? When you already have it figured out. and other people are wanting and dreaming about the same thing. Business Radio X is not unsimilar, right? They've been doing it in Atlanta for 12 years now. Right. And little by little, people started saying within the Atlanta area, you know, we like what you're doing. Could we do one in North Fulton? Could we do one in Gwinnett? And they began to do what you did and went, oh my gosh, this could be duplicatable. Let's, you know, the old term is let's McDonaldize this.
That's right.
Right.
Exactly.
And so you've done that.
That's
and
exactly what
I'm
we're
grateful
doing.
Because I, for in my situation, I never would have been sitting behind a mic or owning a radio studio if the folks at Business Radio X hadn't given me that gift. So what a gift you are to Tulsa, Oklahoma. What a gift you are to the Phoenix and Arizona business community. And I have no doubt that there are other chapters waiting in the wings. Am I right? Do you see this growing?
Oh, absolutely. I see a PWIN chapter in every state in the U.S. and internationally. I'm really looking for that person to step forward in Chicago. I'm really looking for that to be the next chapter. You know, I talk about your Inanoa. I just have it in my Inanoa that Chicago needs to be one of our next chapters. I would love to launch in New York and have that come soon after. So there's definitely some cities where we've planted some seeds, and we're going to continue to water those seeds. And as individuals who have, you know, like-mindedness, they have the passion, they want to be able to really see this flourish and really touch the women and a few good men. You know, because OD had to leave, but OD was actually our first male member of the Phenomenal Woman Empowerment Network. He said, this is not just for women, it's for men.
Well, he spoke to your book as well. It's
absolutely
the same thing. After all, we are all human beings,
yes,
living this, you know, soulful, yes, experience, or souls living a human experience. And we can learn from each other.
Yes.
That's one of my favorite things about our business community here in the Phoenix area. And I'm sensing that you felt the same about Tulsa. We are willing to ask for help. We're willing to give a hand up to somebody else. We're willing to change and exchange ideas. And there's a lot of other communities that are probably more established that aren't necessarily willing to do
You're
that
right.
to the degree that we
You're
are.
Absolutely right. You're right.
Can we talk a little bit about underrepresented business owners?
Yes.
Is this group, PWIN, specifically for the minority business owner, or is it really for anybody? And the reason I ask is I've had Webeck on before, the Women Business.
Yes, yes. WBEC.
Thank you.
Yes.
And we talked a little bit about that. As women business owners, a lot of times we either don't have the same opportunities as men in business, or with our minorities or veterans. Would you say that these classes and these workshops appeal to that group specifically, or is it really for anybody?
Absolutely. I'm so glad that you brought that up. So overarching, let me say that anything that we do is available to any and everyone who it speaks to. I want to say that. But the creation of the Phenomenal Woman Empowerment Network and everything that we do is really designed for the minority population, the underserved population, who does not always have equal access. And I love that you said that, because what happens is we have people in the inner city, we have people who are really working hard to get to their place of success, and they don't always have the capital and the resources to really go get the training that they really need to be effective to take them to their next level. They may not have $500, $1,000, $1,500 to drop and go to some of these events to get what they need, but they need that information. They need the networking. They need the tools. They need to be able to be around. I'm a proponent, and I believe that you have to be around success. If you want to be a millionaire or a billionaire and you've never been around millionaires and billionaires, guess what? It's going to be difficult. It's going to be a struggle. But when you get yourself into that space with millionaires and billionaires, now you begin to see how they work, how they think, how they connect, how they make deals. Now you can implement it. Well, a lot of times the underserved population, we don't have those opportunities. So with PWIN, we take, and I'm blessed to be in the position to be able to do this, we take the same level. We go get those same people and we bring them into the inner city. We bring them into the atmosphere now where people that normally wouldn't be able to connect with them can now connect with them, and we make it affordable. Wonderful. You know, we can't do it for free because we still have to cover costs. We still have to cover, you know, transportation and all those sorts of things. So we can't, we're not at a place where we can do it for free, but we make it as affordable as we possibly can. This boot camp, if you went somewhere else, if you went out into the marketplace, this would be thousands of dollars. We're bringing it for $60. Last year, we were able to bring Sharon Lecter. You know, Sharon Lecter's fee to come in and do what she did for us, her fee is probably half of our budget, okay, for the year.
Yep, I'm familiar.
But we were able to communicate with her, and she loved what we were doing. She bought into it, and she came in, and she did what only she could do. And we have had presenters like that, and this year is no different. The presenters that are coming in, you see, including myself, there's eight, but we also added a ninth presenter. I was out in Palm Desert a couple weeks ago speaking at another business boot camp, and one of the speakers is Rick Wonquillo, and he is a body language expert. And he spoke there, and I met him about 2 years ago in Las Vegas at another event that both of us were speaking at. And I thought, man, why haven't I had Rick come in? Why haven't I brought him into Arizona? He's out of California, out of LA. And so I called him out, and we went out into the vestibule of the hotel, and we inked the deal right there. He said, you know what, for you, I'll clear my schedule. He said, I'll rearrange it. I'll come in on the 26th. And so we just made that decision. And so he's not on the flyer, but he's coming in, and he teaches. He studied with Tony Robbins for 10 years, and he teaches body language, and he teaches how you position yourself physically, the colors that you wear, the difference that it makes, how you, you know, how you sit with your legs crossed. Should you approach somebody, you can tell from their body language if they're open to you even approaching them. And the content that he teaches and trains, that content is not often taught to the underserved population. We don't get that same type of teaching and training. And so we're already coming from a different position when we go into business meetings and we're going in and showing up to make these deals. He's going to provide the tips and tools to give you the advantage that so many other populations of people have received in their training that usually minorities and underserved haven't even received. And he charges thousands for 1 hour trainings. Corporations bring him in and they pay him $5,000 to $10,000 to deliver what he's going to come to this boot camp and deliver on Saturday.
Wow. I have no, I'm envisioning these women and men who are participating this Saturday being in complete awe and sitting in inspiration, not only for those who have given the gift of time and lessons, but also for themselves, the hope that they'll have and the practical tools. That's what I hear both you and OD saying. This isn't just a, hey, come and be a sponge and we're going to dump on you and you're going to walk away, you know, overwhelmed. This is an opportunity to interact and put some practical tools together in this given day. And then obviously there's an opportunity to stay in touch with each of the trainers moving forward, right? I mean, that's part of what P1 is all about.
Yeah. It's a network. So absolutely. And I love that you brought up about being dumped in and being a sponge and having to absorb. Here's what I tell every attendee, every event that P1 hosts, but especially with this boot camp, because I'm also going to be presenting and I'm going to be talking about the power of leverage. Because so often we talk about leverage, but we don't teach and train leverage. And so what I tell all the attendees is when you come, you're going to receive more than you ever thought. My desire for the attendees is for you to be able to take away some applicable tips, tools, and resources that you can implement. You're not going to be able to take away everything and implement it in your business. So I encourage people to really have a good idea. You should have already done your goal planning, your vision setting. And so now think about what your business really needs. Come prepared to take one tip from each presenter. That's going to give you a total of 9 tips. Now you look at those 9 tips and you break those up. and you say over the next year, every quarter, we're going to look at implementing 1 to 2 of these tips into our business so that we can grow and it can make a difference in your business. Because if you go and you try to take everything, you're not going to be able to implement everything. You're not going to be able to grasp everything. And so don't come with that mindset. Come with the mindset that if I just take one tip from each presenter that really speaks to my business, really speaks to even my own personal professional growth, let me take that one tip from each presenter. And then now I take those 9 tips and I begin to build a strategic plan. Not only will you be able to implement that over 2019, it will help give you your explosion into 2020 as well.
Wow.
You set yourself up.
For sure. I know we had OD here. You just mentioned the other gentleman. Tell me his name again.
His name is Rick Ronquillo.
Rick Ronquillo.
Yes.
Would you also be willing to share and speak to briefly the other speakers as well?
I don't even need to share. Okay. I can do it.
I'm handing her the flyer.
Do it. You can keep looking at it.
Okay.
So then we have we have LaToya Rose.
Yep.
She is coming out of Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
She is a millennial. She is a firecracker. She's explosive. And here's what I really appreciate about LaToya Rose. She is a IRS agent. She has a deep, deep knowledge and understanding of the IRS codes. And so much has changed for businesses from a tax perspective for 2019. And so she is going to come out and she does this presentation. I had her do this for our summit in Tulsa. She does this presentation that's a combination of the upcoming tax codes, but also systems that entrepreneurs really need to implement in their businesses to help them automate their businesses. And so she does this 1-2 punch. I don't even understand how she combines both of those topics because you would think that they would be like, you know, opposite, but she does it. And it's an amazing presentation. So she's going to come out and she's going to do that. What is so amazing about it is, you know, a lot of our millennials, they see the world differently. And they have a different connection and they see things that maybe non-millennials have kind of, we're so used to doing the same things the same way over and over. Some of us kind of, you know, rebel against technology and some of the, but she comes in and she just lays it out there. So if you're really looking for something fresh for your business, she's really going to bring that. Likewise, Ramon Walker is also coming out of Tulsa, Oklahoma, and he spoke at our Level Up Summit in Tulsa. I was put in contact with him through my niece. And again, he is another millennial who is doing some amazing things. He is like the go-to entrepreneurial guru when it comes to marketing and branding in Tulsa. Literally, the entrepreneurial organizations that are there, they tap into him. And he has just become that voice for marketing and branding. And he has a role play that he actually has all the attendees stand and perform. And it was such an eye-opener at our Level Up Summit and his approach to marketing and branding in 2019, in 2020 is fresh. And so we're bringing fresh ideas and fresh tools. So he's coming on in. And he's so excited to be here in Arizona and to meet the entrepreneurs here in Arizona. So he's coming with fire and passion. And then we have Bernard Rashid, and he's here local in the Phoenix, Arizona area. And he is a personal finance person. And so he's coming in. As you can tell, there's this running theme with our boot camp this year.
Money.
Because over 2018, as I met with so many entrepreneurs, the number one thing that was causing them to close their businesses or really get frustrated was the lack of financial resources. They didn't have the revenues coming in. And so for this boot camp, I said, you know, we're going to talk about the ugliness of finances and we're going to delve into it. So Bernard is coming in and he's going to talk about our personal finances, because so often, even if our businesses are successful and we're producing revenue, if our personal finances are a hot mess, we start pulling from our businesses and we start pulling that money in, we start commingling, we start bleeding the business, and then we end up with a hot mess sitting in front of us and we end up closing the doors on our business. So he's going to address our personal finances and what do we need to do from a personal perspective to ensure that our finances are in a solid, healthy place so that we don't drain our businesses as entrepreneurs. And so he is going to be absolutely amazing. And then we have Dr. Nadia Brown. She is homegrown. She's local. And she is a sales strategist. She travels domestically and internationally, training entrepreneurs and businesses around revenue growth. And her company, they also, the Doyen Agency, they also will, you can outsource your sales department to their organization, and they will actually run your sales department as an entrepreneur, a small business, if you're not able to accommodate a sales department. So she's going to come in, and I've asked her to really do a deep dive into revenue and how do you grow your sales. You know, a lot of our entrepreneurs, you're offering a service or a product. And so how do you focus? How do you address your clientele without sounding sleazy? Mm-hmm. How do you be all about your money without coming off to people like you're all about your money, still being personable? How do you charge even when you want to just give something away? How do you set your prices? How do you still charge? How do you let people know I'm a businessman, I'm a businesswoman. I'm not just a woman or man in business. I'm a businesswoman and a businessman, and I have to turn a revenue. I have to turn a profit in my business. So she's really going to delve into the revenue portion. And then we have Dr. Letitia Wright. She's coming in out of Southern California, and she's going to be talking. So normally I've had Dr. Wright come in on some of our other platforms over the last several years. And normally she talks about crowdfunding. She's the one of the industry's number one experts on crowdfunding. And she's brought in all around the world to discuss crowdfunding. And typically that's what she talks about. But in my conversations with her over the last several years, what she's learned is that all these businesses, they want to come in and they want to crowdfund, but their business is not set up appropriately to be able to crowdfund. And so they get disappointed when they're unsuccessful. But you can have the best strategic plan to launch for crowdfunding, but if you don't have the infrastructure in place, 9 times out of 10, you're going to fail. So she spends a lot of her time helping them even bring their business up to a place where they can effectively crowdfund. So she's going to come in and she's going to talk about if success hits you tomorrow, if Oprah puts you on her platform tomorrow and the orders started pouring in, people started calling on your services, is your business in a place where it can sustain that type of growth? So you want to make $1 million in revenue, but is your business even set up to handle $1 million in revenue? So she's going to come in and talk about all the components and what that looks like. Mm-hmm. I don't know how often people followed Oprah and people that she would have when she still had her talk show, but people would come on with their products and overnight, all these orders would pour in. There's businesses that actually went out of business because they couldn't handle it. They couldn't handle it. Because they didn't have people coming in and investing and sewing and teaching them how to set up your business and what to implement in your business to be able to handle that type of growth. So Dr. Wright's going to come in and she's going to talk about that because it's so needed to be able to have that. Mm-hmm. We talked about OD and what he's going to be talking about. I'm going to be talking about leverage because, again, we really don't leverage our business partners. We don't leverage the banks. We fail to leverage opportunities to really grow and really produce and really take advantage in the wholesome sense of the word, opportunities that come around that really could help us explode, and we don't leverage those. We have Coach Arlen Thompson, who was supposed to join us today and got tied up. She's going to come and she does an amazing presentation around creating your own economy. And I think her presentation is so timely and so important because she really talks about how do I create an economy that it will now invest and it'll now come into generations to come. Because oftentimes we're just thinking about ourselves, but what about our children and our children's children and our children's children's children? So when I create my own economy, now I'm setting up generations to come. It's not just me. Now the generations that come behind me, they now have an economy that they step into. They grow up. Karen, I have two boys. I have I have a 32-year-old and I have a 28-year-old. And about maybe about 2 or 3 months ago, maybe a little bit longer, my 28-year-old, he came to me and he said, "You know what, Mom?" He said, "You were amazing. You taught us how to be great employees. You gave us a great work ethic. You taught us how to be outstanding employees." And he said, "But we're just now learning how to be entrepreneurs." And he said, "I wonder what life would have been like for us if we would have learned how to be entrepreneurs right from the beginning." Although I was raised with entrepreneurial spirits all around me, I also, it was brown beat into me to have a job and to be the best employee, outwork everybody else, have a great work ethic, show up on time, have great attendance, be stellar. And that's what I transferred to my boys. But now they're watching me in this season and entrepreneurship, and they're learning, wow, I can now be an entrepreneur. I can now create my own economy. I can establish something that now I can start training my children, and they're starting to learn the family business. They're learning economics. They're learning how to manage and handle their money. They're learning to be good stewards. They're learning what branding and marketing is. You know, they're learning from a young age. Now they have a choice. It's about giving yes. us choices. They have a choice. They can go out into the world and be the top CEO, or they can choose to operate the family business, or they can choose to operate their own business and follow their own passion. But they have choices.
Because they have the knowledge and the opportunities in front of them. So one of our sponsors is Conscious Capitalism, and that's an international movement. And the Arizona chapter sponsors the studio here out of Max 6. Everything that you're saying resonates with conscious capitalism. When we do well for our stakeholders, being our employees, our vendors, our clients, our family, everybody who's involved, when we do well and we don't sacrifice one relationship for the other, we look for the win or the and, everybody can come out. And an overarching commitment to conscious capitalists that belong to this nonprofit is that by 2040, we will eradicate abject poverty. Yes. Because when we teach, right, and when we succeed, we can give back and we can help others grow. So you've given us a microcosm look as you've spoken about your boys and how we can do this as an individual business owner. And I know that your heart is in the same place that we represent as a larger group around like, okay, this isn't a selfish decision to be in business for myself. This isn't about just protecting my family. It's really around being able to help change the way that we look at human race.
Hallelujah. Can yeah. I just say that? Because it changes how we move through this world.
Yes.
And that's my heart's desire for people to be able to pick up, learn, embrace, and be able to implement. When you've created your own economy, when you have leveraged these opportunities, your ability to operate in this world severely changes. The experiences that you now can experience. I have experienced so much. So my background is in healthcare. I spent over 20 years working with the underserved through Medicaid. I ran operations teams anywhere from 500 to 1,000 people, and we did Medicare Part D. I also managed 8 Valley hospitals, the Medicaid offices in those hospitals. So when people came in, if they weren't insured, we would work with them to qualify them for state access in Arizona, and we would help them qualify so that they would have a party, someone to pay their bill, a third-party payer. And so that's what I did for over 20 years. And I rose to directorship, you know, high level in the corporate realm. What I have experienced since September 11th, 2015, when I left my corporate job, what I've experienced from that time to now, it has completely changed my outlook in life. It has changed my experiences. It changed how I walk through this existence that we call life. And I made much more money. I was bringing in high six-figure income in corporate. My income is not quite there here, but my life experience outweighs every dollar that I ever earned in corporate.
Yeah.
And I look at my life now. I look at my businesses. I look at my nonprofit, my for-profit, everything, the lives that I'm able to touch. And I think, why didn't I leave years earlier and take the leap, take the jump into entrepreneurship and follow my passion and follow my heart? Because at the end of the day, how I'm able to maneuver in this world is far greater than any corporate paycheck, any direct deposit every 2 weeks. Being able to sit across from men and women who are unemployable, who thought they were unemployable, thought that they would not be able to get employment and be able to help them start their own business, be able to seed into their businesses to help them get started, and then watch them be able to create a profit and be able to move into their own apartments, their own homes, get out of their mom and dad's garage, you know, not going from sofa to sofa, and being able to have their own sustainable lifestyle that they love, that they appreciate. That makes everything that I do worth it.
And we're grateful. And you're just getting started. I didn't realize you've been at this since, you just said 2015?
Yeah, it was, well, so I go back to 2006. So I started as the Phenomenal Woman Conference in 2006.
While you were still doing corporate.
While I was still in, well, it was a little break. So let me sum this up really quick, yeah, just to give you the backstory. So I was, I got married when I was 30 for the first time. And I thought, you know, because I come from a background like so many of your listeners, I was molested when I was like 5 or 6. I had great parents. I always say my father was a lousy husband, but he was a great father. He was an alcoholic. I love my father to pieces. He was a great daddy. He always made me feel protected. He was the one who helped me with my math homework, you know, all that good stuff. But he was a lousy husband. And so my parents divorced when I was 12. I was so angry at my dad because I felt like he valued the bottle more than he valued us. And I was so angry at him. So for years, I told people my father died in an airplane crash because I just erased him from my life. And so I really, you know, got into a lot of things that we do when we're all screwed up. Right. And so I became promiscuous. I teeter-tottered with marijuana and just different things like that. And at 17, I gave birth to my oldest son. And when I gave birth to my oldest son, it really opened my eyes because now I brought in this life that I was responsible for. And it opened my eyes and I thought, okay, there has to be more to life. And so I really started, you know, getting a handle on my wildness and reining it in. And then at 21, I gave birth to my second son. And I thought, you know what? I cannot be that chick that has, you know, 5 children by 5 different baby daddies. And no shade to anyone in that situation, but that couldn't be my life story. And so I really dove deeper into my faith. I made a decision to abstain sexually. I really started getting my head on straight. My mother, you know, God bless her. She had, you know, there was just a generational curse on us. She had my brother when she was 14, and, you know, she was married prior to my dad. My dad was her second marriage. They divorced. She went on to a third. And I thought, I don't want to be that person. I don't want to have multiple marriages. So I need to get it right. So I thought I had screwed my head on right. And I found this great man, and we dated. We were friends for years, and we abstained. Our first kiss was on our wedding day. I got married when I was 30, and I thought, man, we're going to do it the right way. By that time, I had become a licensed minister. He was in the process of becoming a licensed minister. So I thought, man, this got it together.
I've arrived.
A year into it, it became an abusive relationship. Oh. Not physically, but emotionally, spiritually, intellectually, financially. I mean, he did everything but literally put his hand on me. And I think because I'm surrounded by men, he knew if he touched me that the men would, you know, come after him. So he didn't touch me, but everything else that he could do without touching me, he definitely did that. And so I was in that marriage for 10 years and I was drowning. But when I stepped outside the house, I put on this great face and I put on my big girl britches and I showed up in corporate. I showed up in church. I showed up and I thought, man, there has to be more to life than living this way. But I didn't know what to do. I didn't feel that I had a safe place that I could go to and really say, here's what's really going on without judgment. I was supposed to be the woman who had it all together. So where do I go and say, I really don't have it all together? You know, I walk into a dark, clouded home. My children are unhappy. My husband is actually crazy. You know, my hair's falling out. You know, all these things were happening. I was actually in a wheelchair for a period of time. Stress does tremendous damage to your body, to your health. And so I thought, man, there has to be more to life than this. And so I thought, you know what? I'm going to start a conference. It was totally selfish. I said, I'm going to start a conference and I'm going to bring in all these women so that they can speak to me because something's got to change in my life. And I brought in these dynamic women. It was the Phenomenal Woman Conference. And these women came in and they began to speak in these areas. And I realized by the end of the first conference, I realized that I was not in it by myself. And there were so many other women that were going through exactly what I was going through. And I thought, wow. And so I started writing my first book, Just Do You, A Raw Look into Womanhood, Sisterhood, and Relationships. But it was all therapy for myself. I started the Phenomenal Woman Conference, and I put that conference on year after year. So we did it from 2000. We did it in 2006, 2007, 2005, 2006, 2007. And in 2008, I finally got up enough guts and enough nerve that one day after church, I looked at my ex-husband and I said, you've got to leave. This is it. This is enough. Done. Over. The stress has taken such a toll on me. I was actually on disability and I was in a wheelchair. I was having to walk with crutches. My hair was falling out. I was just a hot mess. And his income was the sole income because at that same time for me, God spoke to me and said, are you truly disabled? Because you're putting on this conference, you're volunteering at your church. Are you really disabled or are you using this as a crutch? And so I didn't renew my disability. So I asked him to leave. We had a mortgage payment that was $1,250 a month. I had a child in college and I had a high schooler who was still living at home and I had no money coming in. And so he left. And when he left, I'm just telling you, I don't mean to sound overly spiritual, but God just really walked in as somebody who was an investor who knew us. I reached out to that person and I said, do you know somebody who will buy my house? It was upside down. I said, but I can't afford the mortgage payment. And he said, why can't you all afford the mortgage payment? And I said, well, you're going to find out. But I asked my ex to leave. And he said, hallelujah, it's about time. He said, don't worry about it. I'll pay it for you.
Oh my.
He paid my mortgage payment. It took me 8 months to find a job back in corporate. He paid my mortgage payment every month and he never asked me when I was going to be able to pay it back. He never asked me any questions. He paid for it because I made the decision to get out of a dysfunctional relationship. And my oldest son, who was away in college, found out and he said, Mom, I'm going to pay the water bill. My brother stepped up and said, I'm going to pay the electric bill and I'm going to pay your phone. My church stepped up and said, we're going to provide your food. The community surrounded me until I was able to get up on my feet. And so, you know, I was able to find a position back in corporate. That was an amazing position. I was able to pay everybody back. I was able to do exactly what I needed to do. But during that time, I really started getting myself back into corporate and I actually stepped away from the conferences. And so, you know, at that point, I was all about making my money and being able to take care of my children and being able to feel like I was a productive citizen again and not relying on everyone. And so 2009, 2010, you know, all the way till 2014, I had suspended the conferences. Now, I was still speaking. People would still invite me in to speak. I was still on the speaking circuit, as we say. I had my first book that was out. So I was kind of doing it all as my side hustle. Mm-hmm. And then God tapped me on the shoulder and he said, you know what? You got your finances together. I had sold that other house. I had bought a new house. My car was paid for. Financially, I was in a great position. He said, it's time for you to return to your first love. And I thought, you're my first love. I never left you. And he said, no, it's time for you to return to your first love. So in 2013, I actually rebranded, re planned, re-strategized the Phenomenal Woman Conference, and it became the Phenomenal Woman Empowerment Network.
Yes.
We became a 501c3 nonprofit. I applied for our IRS paperwork. I really just retooled the whole organization, made it a membership organization. And in 2015, we held our first conference under the new brand, and it became the Phenomenal Woman Empowerment Conference. And we launched right back out there, and we, you know, started doing what we were doing. And I said, you know what, I got to do it full time. So I got to leave corporate, and I stepped away from my corporate position and went full time. And I wrote my second book, Whole Women Win, Unleashing the Winner from Within. And that book is 9 messages, really helping women to look internally and be able to say, what do we need to do internally so that we can unleash the winner? Because each of us, we have a winner in us.
Absolutely.
That winner is wanting to come out, and that winner is wanting to win and succeed. What do we need to do to get out of our own way?
And if you're not motivated by this woman right here, I don't know what to tell you. We are all winners, and you've just so beautifully shared your personal journey and professional journey, and I thank you for that. That's one of the reasons why we give, you know, 60 minutes to a segment, because we want to have people hear who you are from the inside out. We want to hear what motivates you. And oftentimes, and I think both you and OD spoke to this earlier, when people see us being successful, they think, well, you just were born that way. You haven't had it hard. You don't know what my life is like. Well, baloney. On another
with a capital B.
That's right. On another segment, we'll talk about my divorce story, because it's kind of similar. Yeah. And people look to me and say, oh my gosh, you just are the queen of reinvention. And I've said, you know, I don't know any other way to do it. For me, it's evolution. For me, it's continue to listen to what God has to say on my heart and then show up and do it. And it isn't always easy, right? But the That's legacy right. that we can create for our yes. family, the legacy that we can share with other women and men who are in similar positions or not, if we can offer inspiration and help them find and tap into what God has in store for them, we're golden. We've done our time here well, and certainly you're doing that. So I'm so grateful for the introduction.
Thank you. Shout out to
Suzanne Jameson.
Yes, she's amazing.
She is. And one more time, we would encourage you to join Charisse and her friends in a wonderful community at the Grow Your Business Bootcamp, where you get your business in the best shape ever on January 26th. To register, it's mypwen.online. Again, that's P as in Paul, W-E-N as in Nancy, .online. And the registration, I think, is $59.99. And it's a full day's, well, it is a full day's event, but easily a month's worth of content and introductions and community. Right?
You said it so well. And we're providing a continental breakfast. We are providing lunch. We actually have a chef who is also my youngest son. He's an entrepreneur. He has his own catering business. And he also is a chef at the district in Scottsdale. He is going to be on site preparing our lunch. And so we will have lunch. We have these amazing boot camp survival swag bags that I call them, that all of our attendees will receive. We will have notebooks, pens. We're providing everything that you
just
need.
Come.
You just need to pay your registration and come out, join us, and get what you need to take your business to the next level and be in the best shape ever in 2019.
Lovely. In addition to the URL that I just shared for registration, how else can folks get a hold of you? I have no doubt that people are going to be saying, hey, I want part of PWEN.
It's amazing. So yes, that is our website, mypwen.online. I also have charisselerby.com, so they can also go there. Mm-hmm. And then I am literally all over social media. So you can catch me on Facebook. We have pwin.livefierce. So we have a page for the Phenomenal Woman Empowerment Network. We have a Next Level Academy. We have a Facebook page for that. Go Tell It Communications and Publishing is my publishing company. I'm self-published. I help publish other authors. And so we have a Facebook page for that as well.
Of course you do.
We are on LinkedIn. We are on Instagram as well, PWNAZ. So literally you can catch us on all
anywhere.
The social media platforms. You can just Google Charisse L. Irby and it will come up. You will find me. I am difficult. It's difficult for me not to come up in your searches.
Thank goodness, though, because I'm shocked sometimes that folks, and it doesn't doesn't happen often that come to spend time with us on Phoenix Business Radio. I go looking for their information if I felt like they didn't give us enough and they're not out there. I'm like, okay, we need to fix this. I'm not the one to help fix it, but
they need to come see us.
They need to yeah. get together and enjoy PWIN. Again, thank you. It's been such a joy to get to know you. I know Odie Harris is probably thrilled after, hopefully he's listening.
Yes.
After he had to scoot, he would be very proud of you, making sure that you are visible and out there and sharing all of your information. Fantastic conversation. I hope you'll come back and join us again.
Absolutely. It'd be my pleasure. Thank you for even having us. I so appreciate it. And amazing meeting you as well. So it's our first time, but it will not be our last.
Definitely not our last. Thank you again. You've been listening to Phoenix Business Radio with Business Radio X, broadcasting live from within the Max 6 and Conscious Capitalism Arizona studio. Some media leans left, some lean right, and we lean business. Until next time, I'm Kara Nowicki.